For today's GeoQuiz, we're tracking two Canadian adventurers. They're attempting to cross a frozen lake in Siberia. It's not just any lake. It's about 400 miles across, and it's the deepest lake in the world and the planet's largest reservoir of fresh water.
You know, it's the middle of the night, pretty much, and we're camped out on top of this enormously thick sheet of ice. You can hear cracking and burping of the ice underneath us as it shifts around. There's pretty much nothing out here. We've seen a few ice fishermen way off in the distance, and it's incredibly cold. It's been very cold.
Brrr, makes me shiver just to think about it. So while your teeth are chattering away, name this lake. That's a recording of the wind whipping across this Siberian lake. It sounds cold, and we don't want to keep this team waiting, so let's get straight to the answer. Ray Zahab, you're in your camp there on the ice. What's your GPS telling you about where you are?
We are on Lake Baikal in Siberia, Russia. So we've been running an average of something like 50 kilometers per day, unsupported, dragging sled with all of our gear and food. And, probably the most incredible thing about this lake, Lake Baikal, is black ice, they call it. And we're running on this black ice. It is crystal clear. I mean, you really have no perception of how thick the ice is when you're on top of it. It looks like you're running right on top of the water. It's unbelievable to see.
Since this is also the deepest lake in the world, Ray, does that mean it's slower to freeze?
Well, apparently not. I mean, it freezes very quickly in the winter. At one point, they used to lay railroad tracks down the middle of this lake and run a train on it in winter. I mean, that's how thick this ice gets. Incredibly thick. Well, obviously thick enough to hold a train, right?
Right. Now, Ray, you're trying to raise awareness about global freshwater scarcity. Why Siberia to make that point?
Well, we decided each expedition that we do through my organization, Impossible to Possible, we try to do something compelling. And this time the topic of discussion was going to be water. And so we decided to go to a place where, you know, basically the most voluminous source of fresh water is, run on top of it, and share it with students. Bring them from the classroom onto the adventure and our adventure into the classroom, and let's discuss water.
How difficult has it been making your way across this frozen 400-mile lake?
It is intensely difficult because you're dragging a sled, you're unsupported, you've got all your stuff in that sled. When the weather is working with us, we can make some pretty good time. But otherwise, I mean, when it's freezing cold and you've got that headwind blasting you and holding you back, it's like a hand pushing us back. We can barely make any headway through it, so we've been walking. Very hard to make the mileage that you need. And in order to get the mileage that you need, you're exhausted by the end of the day. And we're sleeping very few hours.
You're kind of nutty, aren't you?
No. You know, it's insane, possibly. Crazy, yeah, probably. But beautiful and compelling and an absolute challenge. I mean, it really is something else to be out here doing this, you know, really pushing ourselves.
What is threatened about Lake Baikal right now? Is it polluted at all or overdeveloped as far as you can see anywhere along the shores?
You know, you can't really. Obviously, there's many parts of the lake are pristine, and so I think that, you know, people want to preserve that, and so I think that that's another interesting sort of side note about this lake. There is industry out here, but, you talk to the local Russian people, and they absolutely love this place, so I can't imagine. I would love to see it in summer. And, you know, the type of development and life that exists along with this lake, I mean, they work synergistically, right? It really shows the high value that is placed on water and how important water is. It is the basis and foundation of any community, healthy community in this world.
I imagine some of those Russians have told you that each time you take a swim in Lake Baikal, there's a custom that says it adds a year to your life.
No, that's definitely not on my list.
Okay.
I want to stay out of that water and as far away from it as possible. It's too cold for me.
Ray Zahab of the organization Impossible to Possible, along with co-adventurer Kevin Vallely, are making their way across Lake Baikal. We'll post a link so you can follow along with them. Well, the best of luck to you, Ray. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers.